95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm Kathy Romano. Today I have two guests, and we're talking about two topics that speak to a lot of people: food and travel. My first guest has come up with a concept that will grab a lot of people's attention, especially those who don't like to cook or maybe just don't have time to cook. Claire Guarino is the owner and creator of Home Cooked, a local prepared food service. Some days when you just don't feel like preparing meals or maybe you don't have time, whatever it might be, how amazing would it be to pull out a full, ready-to-go meal for your entire family? Please welcome Claire Guarino to Her Story. Hi, Claire.
Hey, Kathy. Thanks for having me.
So Home Cooked is local. It's based in Paoli. Are you local? Are you from the area?
I grew up in Lancaster County, but I live in the area. I live in Phoenixville now.
Do you like cooking?
I love cooking.
So did the whole concept start with you cooking all of the food?
Not exactly. It started when I lived in Southern California and worked a corporate job for Johnson & Johnson. And I was a busy mom who didn't have time to cook because I worked too many hours. And I found a similar service like this out in Southern California and thought it was just the best thing ever to come home and have a meal that I could really feel good about eating, that all I had to do was pop in the oven.
So then how did you come up with this concept and how did you start the business?
I left my corporate job with Johnson & Johnson, moved back across the country. I always wanted to come back east since my family is here. And I just started figuring it out on my own. I hired a chef to help me with the recipes and the structure. And we found a space in Paoli, which is the same space we're in now, 12 years later. And just dove into the whole process.
So how does somebody go about ordering from you and finding meals that will fit for their family?
Well, there's actually multiple ways you can get our food. If you happen to be in the local Paoli area, stop into our shop in Paoli, which is right across from the train station. For everyone else who is in the greater mainline area, you can go on our website, homecooked.net, and you can search our menus. We have a monthly menu, changes every single month to reflect the seasons. You can order on the website to place an order to pick up in our shop in Paoli, or we deliver to towns throughout the greater mainline area once or two times per month. Our driver will bring it directly to your house.
This is like a game changer for me because, one, I don't cook at all. So to be able to pull this out of my freezer and make a meal that my son is going to like is amazing. And then the whole delivery part, too, because, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but sometimes I'm just running all over the place that I don't have time to quickly stop at the grocery store if I'm running low on food. So to have food delivered directly to your door is unbelievably convenient. What types of food are you offering?
Well, we like to say our food is very family-friendly food. As far as different types of food, we offer Italian options, Mexican, American, Asian, all sorts of different things. We accommodate a lot of allergies. On our menu, you can select to see only meals that are gluten-free or tree nut-free or dairy-free or egg-free. And we're also increasing our vegetarian and vegan options as well.
Are all of the meals a healthy meal?
For the most part, they're all healthier than going to a restaurant and ordering takeout.
Okay.
Like chicken parm is one of our most popular items, and I'm not going to say that eating our chicken parm is the equivalent of eating a kale salad, but it's kind of chicken parm lightened up or chicken piccata lightened up. It's a lot lighter than you would get if you went out to an Italian restaurant, but it still tastes good.
I loved the chicken fingers I gave to my son, and they were breaded, but I think they were breaded in like
crushed up pretzels.
Yeah.
That's one of our most popular items.
That was so cool. He loved it.
Good. Yeah. It's on the menu every month. It's one of our most popular items.
Are you doing back to school meals?
A lot of people come to us right when school's starting because they want to kind of get organized for the school year. So yes, back to school is a huge time for us. Our meals are made fresh but then frozen. So if a parent picks them up, they can put them in their freezer and eat them over the next month or two.
You said people can stop into your store. Can they actually purchase the food there, or do they have to place the order first?
No, if you're in the Paoli area, Monday through Saturday, you can stop in. We have cases, refrigerated and frozen, that have entrees, soups, desserts, brunch items, and you can just, if all you need is a quart of soup, we have that.
Oh, okay.
We don't necessarily have every single item available every day in every size. It's first come, first serve. But a lot of folks get off the train at the Paoli train station and pop in to pick something up.
Oh, that's perfect.
So a lot of people stop in when their neighbor has a baby, their neighbor has chemo or something like that, and they want to take a meal to them, but they may not know their preferences or they don't feel confident in their own cooking.
Now, we were talking off air. You guys do holiday meals. So you'll cook someone's full Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner?
We do. The holidays are the busiest time of year. At Thanksgiving, we offer an entire menu. We can do your entire Thanksgiving dinner, or if you're going to your sister-in-law's and you're responsible for stuffing and gravy, you can pick up just stuffing and gravy.
And then dump it out into
your own
plates.
Beautiful Crate and Barrel or Williams-Sonoma dishes and pretend that you made it from scratch.
This is right up my alley, I'm telling you. I've done things like this before, and people know me now, so they're like, you didn't make this.
Yes.
I'm like, you're right, I didn't. That's cool. Okay, so if you make the Thanksgiving or Christmas meal, I would imagine that that's not frozen. That'll be fresh.
Right, because it's made right before you pick it up.
Okay.
Like if you're, you know, Thanksgiving's Thursday, mm-hmm. the earliest you can pick up is Tuesday afternoon.
And when will that menu be on the website for people to look at?
Mid to late October.
I noticed on your social media, you post a lot about kids. You do some sort of cooking classes with the kids?
We do. We do kids cooking camps, kids cooking birthday parties, and kids cooking workshops where they come in for a few hours, make a dinner entree, a side, and a dessert that they take home for their families. So their parents get to have dinner that they made each night.
What are the ages?
6.5 through 11. And a special thing we do at the holidays, the first weekend in December, is we do parent-child holiday cookie and treat making. We have all the ingredients, all the mixing bowls, all the aprons. You spend an hour and a half there and you leave with like fudge and all the cookie dough to take home to your kitchen and have home-baked cookies, you know, made from scratch, but you didn't have to wash a dish, you didn't have to clean up flour or buy any of the ingredients.
You do this at the Paoli location?
Yes.
Okay, so you're not actually baking the cookies, you're leaving with cookie dough.
Yes. So all you do is put them on cookie sheets, pop them in your oven, your kitchen smells like you made them all afternoon.
That's
and they taste delicious.
Okay. I like that idea.
It's a lot of fun. And also it's great to have all the cookies and the treats, but it's also just good mother, son, mother, daughter, whoever, you know, adult, child, kind of like bonding time. There's no screens.
And is that information listed on the website as well?
It is.
Do we mention the website yet?
It's homecooked.net, and there's a whole area of our website that has the kids' activities.
And you're on social media, too. I follow you on Instagram. Are you on Facebook,
Instagram
too?
Instagram and Facebook are our two big ones. Yeah.
Okay. So if somebody wants to have a birthday party there, what do you guys do for that? What does that entail?
We do cooking and cupcake decorating parties for turning 6 up through turning 12. And we do both boys and girls. We tailor the party to their needs. They make their own lunch or dinner. And then they do a cupcake decorating project. Our most popular one is our battle cupcake, where we time them and we give them different toppings and things. They have to create a cupcake to a specific theme. It's a lot of fun. Parents rave about it. Kids rave about it, too.
So it's like a little challenge for them.
It is a challenge. Yeah.
I did the cupcake decorating for my son's birthday like 2 years ago. And after I started that, I'm like, that's it. That's all we're doing. I'm not doing this baking cake situation. Like, this is the best. They loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I bought all kinds of like toppings and they just decorated it themselves. It was perfect. So you're based on the main line, but how far does your delivery service go?
We go pretty much from Bala Cynwyd out to Downingtown. In the south, we go from Westchester to Swarthmore and as far north as Royersford and Collegeville. We're not like a pizza place where you just call up and say, can you bring me pretzel crusted chicken? We have set days for each town and it's just once or twice a month. So you have to be a little organized, but our drivers travel all over.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? If you're a busy mom or you're, like you said, a busy person, and sometimes you just want to grab something out of the freezer, make it quickly, this is perfect. And it's like a home cooked meal, hence the name of the company, Home Cooked. Claire, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
If you'd like to find out more information about the food prep service, go to homecooked.net.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
Okay, we talked food. Now on to the next topic that everybody loves, traveling. My next guest is a travel advisor, but offers a different type of travel planning experience, emphasizing on one-on-one interaction, personal service, research, expertise, and energy, and even has created an app to help ease her clients' minds while on vacation. Please welcome co-owner and COO of Whirlaway Travel, Jamie Jones. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
So I love traveling, but I want to do anything that makes the planning and overall travel easy for my entire family. That's what I want when I go away on vacation. So explain exactly what you do and what Whirlaway Travel is.
So what we do is we're a customized travel agency. We really get to know our clients and we do an initial consultation with them, ask 1,001 questions that you wouldn't even think to ask about a trip. And then we customize everything.
And your mom started this business, correct?
Yes. She started 33 years ago. I've learned so much from her so that I try to keep her in the loop, but at the same time, let her enjoy...
Enjoy retirement.
Yes.
Did she officially retire or not really?
Not really.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. But sometimes that's good to keep them busy.
We got to keep her young.
Yeah, exactly. So if your mom ran the business when you were a child, then I would imagine you did a lot of traveling as a kid.
Yes. My trips consisted of whirlwind weekends to Paris and going everywhere and seeing every single hotel. There was never really a vacation for us because it was always, there was always something about work involved so that my mom could see different hotels and meet different vendors. So we traveled quite a bit.
I mean, I always say, wow, it would be really cool to be a travel advisor. You know, you get to travel around to all these places. Is it?
It is, but it's also super stressful because when you have somebody traveling, you're on 24 hours a day. So if they have an issue, they're calling me. They're not stuck somewhere in the middle of nowhere figuring it out on their own. And that's why people hire us. It's great, but it's also, it can be really stressful.
Okay, so talk about why people hire you then. Go into a little more detail about the unique personal experience that somebody would get.
Nothing is cookie cutter for us. We really get to know our clients and find out all of their likes, their dislikes. Do they have specific requirements for their rooms? Do they prefer a male masseuse or a female masseuse? If we're arranging spa treatments, we do tea times. Absolutely everything and anything. We want to know what the kids are interested in. Like, you know, are the kids huge Harry Potter fans so that we're going to be able to do some behind the scenes things in London for them? We customize. Anybody can go anywhere, but to actually have a very unique trip that you can call your own, that's what we do, is we create those special experiences.
I read on your website that you create a one of a kind experience. Give me an example. You mentioned behind the scenes at Harry Potter. So are there things that somebody might not know about going to a certain location that you're going to find or you're going to know about and tell them?
We have companies and guides all over the world in all locations that are local guides. So for instance, we're in Philadelphia, so we might know more about Philadelphia than somebody coming and traveling and looking on a website to find out things to do in Philadelphia. We work with our local contacts all over the world to really create unique experiences so that, say you're doing, you know, I go back to London because I've been doing it so much lately, but say you're going to the Tower of London, maybe you want to have a special dinner in the Tower of London after it closes. We have the contacts to make that happen so that you're not standing in line with 400 of your new best friends waiting to get up to see the tower.
I'm going to London in the end of October for the Eagles game.
Oh, we have not done any Eagles games. And I actually live in a Raiders household.
Uh-oh.
So my husband, I don't think that I would be able to send anybody unless I actually took him to the Raiders game the following weekend in London.
Okay. Is this luxury travel?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. So a friend of mine recently took a vacation by herself. And it was something that I had never thought about just because I just have it in my head. You vacation with friends, you know, you do a girls trip or your family or whatever it might be. I never thought about vacationing by myself. She went by herself and absolutely loved it. Came back, told me all about it. Do you do solo trips?
Yes, I love solo trips.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I actually, I'm married. I have two kids and I love traveling by myself. I take my husband away once a year. I take the kids away once a year. And then every other thing that I do is by myself. And it's such a freeing experience, especially for a woman, to be able to go to a different country and do it independently, but also have a local guide that you can call if you have any questions, and to have a little bit of peace of mind traveling solo, but then, you know, also being able to explore and do it on your own time.
What are the best places to visit alone?
Africa.
Really?
Yes, yes.
What part of Africa?
I absolutely love South Africa. I love Botswana. I'm headed to Kenya in November, so I can't speak on that yet, but it's such a spirit cleansing experience just to be out in the middle of the bush. It's amazing.
One of your specialties is Africa. Is it just because you've been there so many times?
I have. I'm an animal lover. I wanted to be a vet when I was younger, so being in the wild, being disconnected. I mean, in Botswana, there's no Wi-Fi, there's no cell service, so you're truly disconnected, and it's mandatory. It's not by choice, and it's such an amazing experience.
What do you think about taking kids to South Africa and doing safari and things like that? What's a good age that they can go to South Africa and actually enjoy it?
Typically, most of the lodges, they require kids to be about 8 years old, because when you're on a vehicle, you're stuck on there for maybe 4 or 5 hours, and you have to be quiet because you don't want to scare the wildlife off. So I would say probably 12 to 15 would be a really good age for a first timer to go to Africa if you're going to take kids.
So a little bit older. Then.
Yes.
What is the best place then to take young kids? I mean, obviously, other than Disney, everybody loves to go to Disney. But what's a good location that maybe we wouldn't think about to take kids?
Southeast Asia is great for kids. It's pretty easy. Doing Thailand is wonderful. It's very family friendly. If your kids are good travelers, take them everywhere. My parents never held me back from taking me anyplace, and I think that that really helped me open my eyes to the world and just be a better person.
Do you just do overseas trips, or do you do trips within the United States?
We do some trips within the United States, so we'll do a lot of California, a lot of California road trips. The national parks have been huge. We'll do quite a few national parks trips. We'll do some weekend getaways, Charleston, Savannah. I have a lot of people that will go out to Arizona and do hiking and golf. Pretty much everywhere. Dude ranches are great.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Somebody that I work with just took his son a few years ago to a dude ranch, and they had a great time. They loved it.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. The biggest thing with dude ranches is if you want to go horseback riding, you really have to look and see what the age cutoff is. It's because so many of them have different age cutoffs. And we actually did one this past summer. That was one of the helped us decide which trip we were going to take because I have a 5-year-old. So
okay,
we wanted to make sure he could get on a horse.
Okay, got you. Got you. All right. So where's the best place you've taken your 5-year-old?
Surprisingly, Mexico. We went down to the Riviera Maya. We did an all-inclusive, and I'm not really an all-inclusive person because I like to go and see things. But it was just a great time for us to just kind of sit back and reconnect. And we did a private guide, and we went to Tulum, and we went swimming in the cenotes, and we climbed Coba. It was our whole family's favorite trip by far.
Okay. And tell me about the app that you helped create.
So there's an app. It's called Pocket Travel Consultant. And when we build a client's itinerary, every component that we build, you know, air transfers, hotels, tours, everything goes onto this app. And it's interactive. So say you're in Amsterdam and you are lost and you want to find your hotel. You go to the hotel, you hit the address, and it automatically pulls up walking directions to get you back to your hotel.
Oh, that's great.
So then we also put everything, we attach all their documents if they need any vouchers. I attach copies of passports to the app so you have everything mobily. Okay. You don't have to carry any paper. And then we also include city guides for, you know, all the destinations that we have available. And then our clients can communicate with us through the app while they're traveling. They can also communicate with other travelers. If they, you know, if there's a group of 5 or 6 people that are going, they can communicate through the app if they're, you know, doing different things.
And what's the name of the app again?
It's called Pocket Travel Consultant.
And you created it?
I helped. I was one of the beta testers for the company that created it.
You're on the board of directors for Signature Travel Network. What exactly is that?
Signature Travel Network is a consortium of over 200 member agencies throughout the U.S., and then we have 30-some international member agencies. And they range in size from our size, which is, you know, we're a fairly small agency, up to multi-million dollar agencies. Signature does for agencies what we can't do for ourselves. So they help us with our marketing, with our e-marketing, with our contracts and contacts with hotels and resorts and tour operators and cruise lines and destination specialists. So they make our small business be able to really focus on what we do for our client and not so much negotiating all of the other stuff because they do it for us.
Where is Whirl Away based?
We're in Westchester.
You're in Westchester. Okay, so you're local. Did you grow up in this area?
Yes, I grew up in Westchester.
If you could give one bit of advice or the most important bit of advice that someone should know when traveling or taking a trip of a lifetime, what would it be?
Plan early. There's no such thing as last minute deals anymore if you want to get what you want. So many people are traveling right now. In the next 3 or 4 years, they're coming out with like 30 or 40 new cruise ships. The demand is huge. And for a discerning client that wants what they want, they need to plan way ahead in advance.
I'm such a planner. I'll go away and have an itinerary. And some people criticize me for that because they want to just go and relax and kind of, you know, go with the flow. But I need to have what we're doing. And if it doesn't work out exactly, mm-hmm. that's fine. But I need to know that I'll have something to do that day at
yes.
that hour. You know what I mean?
Yes. And I'm actually the worst planner for myself. I can't make up my mind on what I want to do because I want to do everything. So I have somebody else plan my trips.
That's funny. Okay. So if somebody did want to hire you, what is your price range?
We typically are looking at about $1,000 a day, depending on destination and the criteria that our clients are looking for. So when we do our consultation, I ask a lot of questions because, you know, you can go online and you can see that you can get a transfer in Rome from the airport to the hotel and it's 30 euro. But is that person insured? Are they licensed? Are they going to actually show up in a decent vehicle? So there's a price to pay. But I usually say you're looking at about at least $1,000 a day.
And does that include their trip, their airfare, and their hotel?
It depends on the destination. It can. Many times it doesn't.
Are they paying you directly?
We work on their behalf. Sometimes there's aspects where they'll pay us that we do charge for our services. When we meet with a client and we do that initial consultation, we'll have a better idea of what our service fees are going to be. And so they'll pay us directly for those, but then we work on the client's behalf and make the payments to whoever we need to make the payments to.
What's a hidden gem location that somebody may not think about going to?
On my radar right now, surprisingly, is Colombia. And
isn't it a little scary there right now?
Well, it's gotten a lot better.
Okay.
So Colombia, it's not a beach destination. You definitely want to do 8 or 9 nights there. You do different areas, so you can do like the wine country. The culture is amazing. So I think it's a someplace for somebody who's not too nervous to travel and is just wise and doesn't go and say, oh, you know, nobody's going to hurt me. I mean, you have to do it smart. But I think that that's a nice up-and-coming area. The other one to have on your radar is the Azores, and I have not been there.
Where is that?
It's somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean, but it's Portuguese country. It's up-and-coming quickly.
Wow. What about Cuba? Have you ever been there?
I have not been to Cuba, and we do plan travel to Cuba. We're pretty picky on who we use.
Because you can't just go to vacation there,
you cannot,
right?
No. You have to get a visa that's under one of the 12 criteria. So most commonly people get people-to-people visas. And when you do that, you actually have to have a planned itinerary and it has to be approved. Now, that could be going to a cigar factory and watching to see how they make cigars. Going to the beach is not one of the approved itinerary days.
Okay.
Although we can incorporate that, we just have to be very creative and smart about it. The government can actually go back and ask the tour operator and the traveler for their itinerary, and the fine is pretty hefty if you're found to have not followed what you were supposed to follow.
Wow.
It can be pretty strict.
What's the people-to-people visa? What does that mean?
It just means that you're going and meeting the people of Cuba and you're having those types of interactions.
Got it. Thank you so much for coming by. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you'd like to find out more information about Jamie's business, you can go to whirlawaytravel.com. Some pretty good topics this morning. Two things we all love, traveling and food. If you know somebody who may be a good guest for Her Story, please email me. It's herstory@957benfm.com. Thanks so much for joining me again today. I'm Kathy Romano. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.